This is the BBC Light Program. Come, let us roll up our trouser legs and reveal the contents.
Mr. Greenslade! Cover those revealing off-the-shoulder socks.
I'm sorry, but I must cut down on spices.
Be on your guard, then. Now kneel down and say after me, I am shorter than Harry Seacombe.
I will never sink that low.
If you don't acquiesce to my demands, you'll get jelly up your vest.
I warn you, Mr. Snitchelklum, that the practice of inserting jellies up senior announcers' vests is punishable by death.
Why, is it harmful?
Death is very harmful.
And pushing a jelly up announcers' vests?
It can ruin a jelly for life, to say naught. To say naught of its effects upon enunciation.
Yeah.
I pray you listen to this rare recording of such an occasion.
This is London calling in the Brown Euphonium service of the Bar BC. Here is an important announcement. At 6 o'clock this morning, I fell off the top of St. Paul's. Will anyone who witnessed the accident please phone Scotland?
A fate worse than death. He passed away that night in the direction of Down.
Thank you. Mr. Sellers, forward with your hand and knotted legs.
My music, please, minstrel. That music. It's 1899 and always on time. It comes from Winchelsea in the heart of the Brown country. A typical English village with a population of 8 million, two-thirds under seven. From time to time, nothing happens.
But it always gets into the Sunday papers, mate.
I don't suppose we'll ever stop it in Winchelsea.
Look. 1, 2. So you have, Henry.
How many months is he now, Min?
439.
So he's 37 years old, is he?
Yes. Dib, dib, dib.
Listen, Auntie Min and Uncle Hen.
Oh,
I know you love children, but isn't it time I was weaned?
Listen, Min, he's trying to talk.
Oh.
I can't go on kipping in this pram. It's had 10 extensions already. People are starting to talk. Another thing, I can't go on wearing nappies any longer.
Long nappies are a must with you.
Oh.
It's embarrassing, I tell you. Look what happened to it in the Paul Jones last night.
You won a spot prize?
Yes, but what a spot to pick.
Let's go in and I'll show you how to bend mangoes. Forward with leather.
They've gone in, folks. Now's my chance to escape. I'll knot my nappies and slide down the pram. Oh, no. That would leave me starkers. And there's frost about.
I travel the road. In a military way.
What luck! Here comes a man pushing himself along on a piano. I must say he's a funny shape.
Scroll me frogs and sort me blue. What's this? There's me regimental tape measure. 3 foot by 3? Either it's a tall child or a short man.
And the latter?
Oh, we must be related. I'm a former latter, you know. As I retired, the strain became too much for me.
Then those lumps on your head are not fixed.
What a practiced eye you have, dear lad.
It's been practicing all day. Listen.
Really?
No, re mi fa sol la mi no.
Oh, yes. What? Yes, yes. I'll have 5 of those, please. What? That lovely thing around your neck.
A gold chain. It belonged to my mother's throat. Oh,
Oh, dear. It's broken, and what do you know? It's fallen straight into old Dennis's deed box. Oh, dear. Do you believe in miracles, lad?
Help me escape, and you can keep it.
I'll not be party to such a crime. Let me tell you, sir, that I am in the process of finding King Arthur's lost sword.
Let me join you. I'm facing in the same direction. What could be better?
Spoons on you, spoons.
Splin.
Have you ever had any experience in King Arthur's sword finding?
I took a course in it at Oxford, you know, and was sent down with flying colors and a pound of 24-hour quick dry licorice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, but does your granny wear a bowler?
Side saddle.
Say no, my man. Come now, hold this outboard motor.
The child gone. Gone and never called me mother. Oh, dear me. Hello, darling. Hello, police, rail. Hello. Hello.
Police, rail and fire station here.
Oh, dear, I'm no. Oh, here. Oh.
Hurry up, Ma, I'm in the bath.
Oh. I won't look. Are you the police?
No, I'm the station master. I'll get him.
Good.
Hello, constable here.
Hey, you were the station master.
I was, but I changed me hat.
Oh. The child Harold has been stolen.
What? Little Harold?
Little Harold.
The light of Flynn Street gone? I'll save him, Ma. Now then, any unusual marks on his body there?
Yes, he has a pair of legs that don't reach the ground.
So, we're looking for a lad with a space underneath. I'll save him, Mum. Click.
Click?
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
Oh. Come round and cut you down, then.
Our walks, Colin, walks. It's Nelly again. We now, perchance, about two men reclining in a deserted crow's nest, listening to a deserted wireless program. Up!
Yes, it's Bert Trusser and his late-night gold and silver strings. At this time of the year, it's when a young man's fancy turns to love. And, well, yes, this young man's fancy turned to love. And lovely Tom Link sings, I never knew what love could do. And here it is, and it's called...
I stood on the cliffs at midnight. I stood on the cliffs at dawn. I stood...
We interrupt that splash to give you a police message. The child Harold is missing. A reward of 4 shillings a pound will be paid for his body's return. At the kidnapping, the child weighed 16 stone.
16 stone and 4 shillings a pound. That's £45 reward, Moriarty.
With that money, I can afford to stand up. £45. Oh!
Please, Moriarty. Keep still. Do you want us both out of this suit? Now. We must plan a plan during this rendering of Max Goldray's conch.
Oh, boy, my conch is still making the headlines. Plugy!
Conch has spoken.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. This recorded lake might well be the one in which King Arthur's sword drowned.
What a terrible death for a sword.
It was in it up to the hilt, you know. Thank you. Now, Ned, I'll lay down and think of you as you slap around looking for the old food there.
Isn't it risky me walking around the country in a nappy?
Have no cares, Neddy. The district abounds in wet nurses and a 24-hour nappy service.
Then I will return unblemished. Farewell!
And that is exactly what he looks like from the back. Part three, Neddy, further away.
Tramping along the highway with your legs all upside down. Good! What's this under the old cardboard oak tree? A sword in a stone.
He spotted it, Moriarty.
What does the label say? Excalibur. Read instruction in envelope. Whoever pulls the sword from the stone shall be king. King? Good! I'd stop traveling on buses.
Dear straining man.
If I can only get this out.
Oh. Could we help you?
Do you know a blacksmith?
Follow this road until you reach a blacksmith, and when you get there, ask again.
Mind you, Twix. I've been standing here waiting to stop my pops. Shut up! Get out with you! You ruined your rider, but you won't do it to me, I tell you. Nothing. The village blacksmith by William Wandsworth. Boil, cauldron, boil. Thou art not unkind. Demand ingratitude to Gerald Hares of 20 Quirt Street, Islington. Yeah, that's not right. That's not a blacksmith. Come on now, come on. Who's the boy who's been messing around with my parts? You rotten part messers, you. Come here, you.
The anti-climax.
Oh, dear Echoes, I don't know what to do with you, man. What's the matter with you, man? What you got in that parcel, then?
A bottle of water.
Oh, I never knew you went in for that kind of thing.
Oh, well, when you're earning big money, you know. Do you know, Doctor?
Yes, man. Could I see it with the cork out?
There's a bottle.
Oh. Is that real water?
Oh, yeah. I got the maker's guarantee on this record. Well, listen.
This water is genuine, and any copy of it will be confiscated. Remember, only genuine water makes this sound. Buy a bottle of genuine blood, not water today.
You see? You can't get better than that.
What do you carry it about for, Denickel?
But it hasn't got legs.
But what about running water?
Yeah, this water must be a fake. Why, that's not a blood mark.
I say, madam, are you a blacksmith?
My name's Smith, and you got eyes.
Could you help me to get this sword loose?
Well, I'll hold it, and when I nod my head, you hit it.
Let's get this right. You hold it, and when you nod your head, I hit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, no, that cut it out! Hands up, all those who thought I was going to hit him on the nut. Jack Tanlyer, thank you, and good night. That is young. Now then. I'm the King of England. All kneel down and say after me, I am shorter than Harry Seacombe.
Your Majesty, we just heard the good news. Allow me to present my credentials.
What beauties.
Yes. The finest set this side of the wash.
Well done. You could do with one. Thank you, loyal subjects. Kneel down, I'll dub you.
You filthy thrive.
Arise! Arise, director of Tottenham Hotspur and Chelsea.
Mackie, Mackie, Mackie. Greeting from La France, Your Majesty. Your Majesty, your royal robes and your royal choppers.
They're too big.
We'll soon fatten you up, lad. Swallow this stuffed elephant now.
Oh, delicious.
On the royal scales with him.
Ah. Oh, look. What?
Oh. 83 royal stones.
4 shillings a pound, 80 stone. That's 240 pounds reward.
The heavier the better, my lad. Come, Ned, nibble this roast mountain now.
God, it's wonderful being a king. You can eat things the commoners don't get.
And another little fried hippopotamus.
Oh, thank you. Let the royal minstrel play.
All black magic has me in its spell. All black magic that I know so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Say more witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Say more tingle that I feel inside. When the elevator starts to ride, down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught in the tide. I can't stay away, what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame. Flame, burning desire, that only that kiss put out the fire. You're the lover that I've waited for. You're the one that I've been created for. And every time your eyes leave mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, like a spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. I can't stay away, what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Flame, burning desire, that only that kiss put out the fire. Oh, you're the lover, lover, lover that I've waited for. You're the one that I've been created for. And every time your eyes meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, a love in a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. Ooh, in a spin, a love in a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, a love in a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. on that old black magic. Oh, love. Yeah.
Stone, 3 pounds, 4 ounces.
Jackpot money, okay.
Look, I can't eat any more, lads. Pardon. Hello? King Seagull the First here, speaking from Pond Street, Croydon.
This is Prime Minister. Look here, I've looked up your claim.
Oh?
And I'm afraid you're not the King of England now.
What? There must be some mistake. I'm all dressed for the part. I mean, I'm on the throne.
Sorry.
Well, what am I, King of Croydon?
No, not even that, no.
Oh, Pond Street, then.
No.
Oh. What, then?
Well, look here. What's the number of your house?
23.
Well, that's it. You're King of 23 Pond Street, Croydon.
That's better. You don't get me scared into abdication, you know. Knock, knock, knock. Ah, the door. Come in.
Oh, Ned, what happened?
Where did you live to, you naughty thing? I've been laying by the lake for 3 months in all weathers. But the weather got too much for me, you know, and the wind, you know, it all.
I bet it was me. Yes. Yeah, your search is over. I found the sword Excalibur.
Excalibur to you too, my dear fellow. Teddy, wait a moment. What? How? Oh, where's me old military magnifying glass? Wait a second. This is a fake.
What?
Look here. Property of the Donald Wolfe Touring Company of Nudes, Knees, and Shakespeare.
This means I'll have to abdicate. Citizens, 23 Pong Street is now without a king.
I declare it a republic. I say, wait a minute. Look who's there in the mirror. Why, it's old Dennis Bloodnock, first president of 23 Pond Street. Hooray for Dennis.
Hurry, Ned, it's a revolution. They will overthrow the monarchy. Pull this coach on. Peter. Thank you for rescuing me, loyal subjects. I'll see you have tea with me.
And you with us. We commence with elephant au gratin and cement pudding.
Ah, delicious. 603 stone, Gripper. No more now, lads, please. I'm almost bursting. Too late!
Why?
Where we stopped? Where are we?
Help! Not the cradle again!
Here, Auntie Min, your child Harold. 603 stone at 4 shillings a pound each calls Skeltham Prandakli. Pounds reward.
He's a fake. My boy only weighs 16 stone.
Well, we shall have to reduce him. Into the steam bath with him, Mariachi. Get the steam on his knees, Mariachi. That's it. Look at that stomach vanish, Mariachi.
Stop! I'm vaporizing with the heat. You can't get it to me. I'm the King of 23 Penn Street.
I'll have you arrested by my royal policeman.
My mother keeps a duck bomb in Kansas and all facing East Africa. You better look out!
And he's vaporized now. Into this bottle with him. Now, to the Palladium.
The scene, Harry Seacombe's dressing room.
Yeah, what is it? Autographs?
Yeah, autographs.
In that queue over there, Tony.
It's hot in here.
Yeah. I'd like a drink from my bottle of water.
No, thank you, Echoes. I'm training to be a desert.
Oh. Hands up, everybody! Drop everything!
Yes. Now listen, Seacombe fans. This bottle contains your favorite singer in liquid form. Put a cork on him, Murray, I think. Now, we want £1,000 or we drink him.
Don't get him drink me, folks. I hate traveling by tube.
Hurrah, I'm fine. There, £1,000 in bent nappy spoon.
Oh, even better than we thought. Here's your bottle. Come.
Harry, Harry. Harry. Speak to me. Say something, Harry.
How this bottle one I'll get a doctor.
Okay.
Eccles, don't get them bottles mixed up, Eccles.
No.
Can you see what's coming, folks? If so, don't spoil it for me.
Hello, Doctor.
Arnaud, show this is the patient here, is it? This is a genuine vintage Seacomb, and it tastes very ill. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at there?
Well, I just heard you in case anybody said something funny.
Well, what is happening?
Wow.
We've got no time to waste. The only way to restore Mr. Seacomb to his normal self is to bring this to the boil. Add a pound of leeks. Leeks milk, a touch of Sarspenbach. May Jones, a spoon of world and
what? What about the brandy?
Steady Seacomb. I'm just going to add this bust of Sabrina to bring you to the boil. Strange, nothing's happened.
Oh, I gave you the wrong bottle.
Watch out. The other one then, Harry. It's a payoff, Harry.
I drank it.
Say, Ar.
He's had engines for tea.
Quite the stomach, huh?
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interests of hygiene, we end this show. Good night, all.
Oh!